This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Prabowo to attend the 47th ASEAN Summit in Malaysia. Indonesia's tourism sector shows impressive growth in Prabowo-Gibran's first year. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to lead the Indonesian delegation at a 47th ASEAN Summit, which will take place in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia from October 26 to the 28th. Director General for ASEAN Cooperation at Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sidarto R. Suryodipuro, said during a press briefing on Wednesday, all ASEAN leaders are confirmed to attend the high-level meeting, including Thailand's newly appointed Prime Minister Anutin Charnvirakul. Sidarto explained the presence of world leaders at this year's summit reflects the growing importance of ASEAN's role amid global challenges.
Untuk kehadiran pada tingkat kepala negara, kepala
at the level of head of state and government, based on the information we have so far, all ASEAN leaders are confirmed to attend, including the new Prime Minister of Thailand. And as I mentioned earlier, Timor Leste will also be represented at the Prime Minister level for the first time as a full member, while Myanmar will be represented by a non-political representative.
Sidarto added, in addition to ASEAN leaders, several partner country leaders will also be present, including U.S. President Donald Trump, Chinese Premier Li Qiang, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. The 47th ASEAN Summit will be held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, from October 26 to the 28, 2025, under the theme Forging a Resilient and Inclusive Future Together. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism has recorded remarkable achievements in the first year of President Prabowo Subianto's administration. Indonesia's tourism sector has become one of the key drivers of economic growth, marked by a surge in both international and domestic tourist arrivals, along with other positive accomplishments. Full report will be delivered by Anissa Audrita.
Bersama saya untuk mengulas lebih jauh sudah ada Menteri Pariwisata Republik Indonesia, Bu Widianti Putri Wardana.
Indonesian Minister of Tourism, Widianti Putri Wardana, in a video uploaded to the official YouTube channel of the Ministry of Tourism on Thursday, October 23rd, presented key achievements of the tourism sector during the first year of the Prabowo Subianto Gibran Rakabuming administration. She said that Indonesia's tourism has shown significant growth, reflected in the increasing number of international and domestic tourists, its contribution to the gross domestic product or GDP, job creation, and the strengthening of five flagship programs.
Nah, dalam 12 bulan ini,
so in these 12 months, from October last year to October this year, BPS recorded that international tourist arrivals grew by 12.32% compared to the previous period, reaching 14.85 million visits. And if we count domestic tourists, the growth is even higher, 21.69% compared to the previous period.
21,69% dibandingkan periode sebelumnya.
Minister Widianti added that Indonesia's tourism industry has also achieved international recognition, winning 143 prestigious awards over the past year. She noted that Indonesia now has world-class destinations and accommodations, including 33 hotels and resorts that received Michelin Keys Award.
This is a very prestigious ranking, and it shows that Indonesia is a quality destination. The hotels and the resorts in Indonesia are not inferior in quality standards to those abroad. They are on the same level.
Minister Widianti emphasized that sustainable tourism growth can only be achieved through strong collaboration among all stakeholders. She expressed optimism that the Ministry of Tourism will be able to meet the targets set by President Prabowo for 2025. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Jakarta's government plans to make Jakarta a city of cinema in 2027, following significant strengthening of the creative economy sector. This target was revealed by Deputy Governor Rano Karno at the Jakarta Economic Forum 2025 in Jakarta on Wednesday. Putri has the full
Jakarta
report.
Jakarta memiliki sejarah panjang dalam dunia sinema Indonesia, menjadi latar belakang, inspirasi, dan tuan bagi para sineas tanah air.
Deputy Governor of Jakarta, Rano Karno, said that he would make Jakarta a city of cinema by 2027 following significant strengthening of the creative economy sector. This optimism is supported by the fact that 80% of Indonesia's 141 film production houses are based in Jakarta.
Siap bersinergi dengan pelaku industri film, komunitas, akademisi, dan berbagai...
We are ready to collaborate with film industry players, communities, academics, and various other stakeholders to the establishment of the Jakarta Film Commission as a platform to accelerate and expand the development of the film sector in Indonesia.
Dan perluasan pengembangan sektor film di Indonesia.
On the other hand, Jakarta is also opening its door wide to international investment.
Ada sebuah perusahaan film internasional yang sudah memenangkan.
There's an international film company that has won a tender and they will soon be filming in Jakarta. It is world class, but I cannot disclose who it is yet.
Tapi confidential, saya belum sebutkan siapa.
Rano also mentioned that Jakarta can emulate the strategic steps of other cinema cities such as Busan in South Korea as a model for creative economic integration. Also, Saudi Arabia, which is investing heavily in infrastructure and filming incentive, and China and the United States, which are expanding their national cinema infrastructure. Putri Chaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia will emphasize the importance of a balanced approach in using artificial intelligence technology at the upcoming APEC Summit in Gyeongju, South Korea.
Director General for Asia Pacific and Africa Affairs at Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Abdul Qadir Jailani, during a press briefing on Wednesday, explained that all too many countries recognize the benefit of AI. Its management must be done carefully to prevent widening existing economic and digital gaps in society.
Indonesia dalam pertemuan mendatang di APEC.
Indonesia at the upcoming APEC meeting will stress the importance of a balanced approach in using AI, because we know that technology development must always consider humanitarian values, social responsibility, and sustainability. Those will be our key focus areas.
Tanggung jawab sosial dan keberlanjutan, itu hal-hal yang akan menjadi perhatian khusus.
In addition to the issue of artificial intelligence, Qadir said that Indonesia will also raise demographic issues, which are an important challenge for East Asia and many other parts of the world. Qadir also emphasized that Indonesia wants to ensure APEC produces real and tangible cooperation that benefits businesses and the workforce. He expressed hope that Indonesia's participation in the 2025 APEC Summit will further strengthen the country's position and role in building a more inclusive, resilient, and sustainable Asia-Pacific economy.
Sebagaimana diketahui bahwa aging population merupakan tantangan utama, sementara negara lainnya justru di negara-negara APEC, terutama negara...
As we know, an aging population is a major challenge. Meanwhile, some APEC economies, especially in Southeast Asia, are experiencing a demographic bonus. Therefore, during the upcoming meeting, we will use this forum to exchange views, learn, and share best practices with other economies to strengthen our economic resilience in facing demographic challenges in the future. Because we know that in time, Indonesia will also face similar challenges.
Perubahan demografi ini di masa mendatang. Karena kita ketahui di Indonesia pun pada waktunya nanti kita dapat mengalami atau menghadapi tantangan yang sama.
The 2025 APEC Summit Team Building a Sustainable Tomorrow, Connect, Innovate, Prosper will be heard from October 31 to November 1st, 2025. Desiano Granov, Voice of Indonesia.
We continue with Indonesia's Ministry of Primary and Secondary School that has achieved a number of achievements exceeding the initial targets in the education revitalization and school digitization programs. Dika has the detail.
Supporting Indonesia's national program, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary School has exceeded the initial targets. Minister of Primary and Secondary School Abdul Mukti disclosed it at a press briefing called A Year of Quality Education for All held in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Program ini dengan sistem swakelola.
This self-managed program has also absorbed more than 400,000 workers throughout Indonesia, which is part of the positive impact of revitalization in economic improvement and job creation in the regions across Indonesia.
Peningkatan ekonomi dan juga penyediaan lapangan kerja di daerah-daerah di Indonesia.
Aside from that, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary School also pushes school digitization programs using interactive flat panel or IFP as the supporting tool.
Data terakhir lebih dari
the latest data is more than 45,000, which as the President said yesterday in the cabinet meeting, the rest are still on the way, and 120,000 have been produced, some of which have already been used.
The ministry has also launched the National Academic Ability Test, serving as an objective instrument for mapping and equalizing the quality of education, which will form the basis for improving learning in the future. Dikandayan Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian language is becoming increasingly global, with more interest in learning Indonesian for foreign speakers. Not only that, Indonesian has been recognized as an official language in UNESCO.
The Indonesian language is becoming increasingly global, with more global universities opening up Indonesia literature program and the increasing number of participants in the Indonesian language proficiency test. Indonesian Minister of Primary and Secondary School Abdul Mukti said it at a press briefing called A Year of Quality Education for All held in Jakarta on Wednesday. Minister Abdul Mukti expressed his pride in the increasing global popularity of the Indonesian language, including as official language in UNESCO meetings.
Dan nanti insyaallah kalau diizinkan Bapak Presiden,
God willing, if the President allows it this November, we will attend the UNESCO meeting where, for the first time, I will give a speech in Indonesian at the UNESCO forum.
Pertama kali, saya akan berpidato bahasa Indonesia di forum UNESCO.
This global recognition is further reinforced by the opening of the Indonesian Language and Literature Study Program at Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt. The minister said that there are around 300 students enrolled in this study program.
Insyaallah,
God willing, if the President allows it, we will visit Al-Azhar to meet with the Grand Sheikh of Al-Azhar and also present this program as a form of our support for the internationalization of the Indonesian language.
Not only that, the Indonesian language program for foreign speakers also continues to grow and is now being held in 57 countries. Efforts to strengthen Indonesia's language continue to be carried out through the Language Agency, with more than 1.1 million participants in the Indonesian Language Proficiency Test, or UKBI, recorded throughout 2025 and the successful revitalization of 120 regional languages. Dika Dean Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
At a seminar on strengthening local food in support of the Free Nutritious Meal Program on Thursday, the Indonesian National Nutrition Agency, represented by Nur Jaini, Director for the Provision and Distribution of Nutritious Food Region 2, conveyed the President's directive to implement a strategic program that not only focuses on improving public nutrition, but also on strengthening the local economy.
At the seminar on strengthening local food in support of the Free Nutrition Meal Program on Tuesday, October 23, the Indonesian National Nutrition Agency, represented by Nur Jaini, Director for the Provision and Distribution of Nutritious Food Region 2, convened the President directive to implement a strategy from the not only focus on improving public nutrition, but also on strengthening the local economy.
Nah, tentunya visi dan misinya adalah
the vision and mission are not only to improve the nutritional status of the community, also to open up job opportunities, empower local entrepreneurs, and optimize the use of local food products.
Kita juga ingin mengoptimalkan pangan-pangan lokal.
Nur Jaini emphasized that the program is designed to bring broad benefit to the community.
Nah, selain untuk meningkatkan status gizi, kita juga ingin
in addition to improving nutritional status, we also aim to enhance people's welfare, especially in rural areas. Furthermore, we want to empower village-owned enterprises and cooperatives, which will later serve as aggregators in our supply chain.
Kita yang kita miliki.
He added that with around 30,000 community kitchen operating under the Free Nutritious Meal Program. A reliable and sustainable supply chain must be established to ensure smooth food distribution. Three, for strengthening a sustainable supply chain is key so that the program not only fulfills nutritional needs but also drives the people economy from upstream to downstream. Nur Kamila, Voice of Indonesia.
Head of the Center for Religious Harmony at the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, Muhammad Adib Abdul Somad, on Wednesday emphasized the important role of santri, or Islamic boarding school students alumni, in shaping Indonesia's future. In an interview with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, he stated the combination of Islamic studies and natural sciences is key to driving Indonesia's progress in the modern era.
I believe the role of the santri alumni will be awesome because once they got the knowledge, a basic knowledge of Islamic studies comprehensively combined with natural sciences, it will be, you know, a good driving force for the futures of Indonesia because this kind of combination is, relevant to Indonesia. With the Islam Wasatiyah mindset, with the capacity of natural sciences, and they will be bring Indonesia as the leaders, not only for the Asia region, but also in the world.
He added that the combination would equip santri with a comprehensive perspective to face global challenges. He also mentioned many pesantren or Islamic boarding schools have begun offering English language courses for students who wish to continue their studies abroad as part of efforts to strengthen the competitiveness of Indonesia's young generation on the international stage. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto received the visit of South African President Matabele Cyril Ramaphosa in Jakarta on Wednesday, October the 22nd. During the bilateral meeting, the two leaders emphasized the importance of increasing economic collaboration and strengthening the role of countries in the global South. Since the establishment of diplomatic relations in 1994, relations between Indonesia and South Africa have been closely linked. The two countries have collaborated in various fields, from trade and education to defense and culture. President Ramaphosa also emphasized that Indonesia-South Africa cooperation is based on a spirit of togetherness and the goal of addressing social challenges such as unemployment, poverty, and inequality. Yesterday's meeting was not the first between the two leaders. President Prabowo Subianto and President Ramaphosa previously attended the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro last July. However, the visit to Indonesia holds special significance. Judging from President Ramaphosa's overseas travel schedule for 2025, the visit to Indonesia is his first state visit to Asia. President Ramaphosa has previously visited Japan, but that was to attend the Tokyo International Conference on African Development Summit. The meeting between the two leaders is certainly aimed at strengthening relations and roles. In a bilateral context, President Prabowo Subianto affirmed Indonesia's commitment to strengthening its strategic partnership with South Africa in the future. This visit goes beyond bilateral diplomacy. It also reflects the close ties between the two countries in multilateral forums. Indonesia and South Africa are both members of the G20, the Non-Aligned Movement, and BRICS Plus, and have a strong voice at the United Nations in advocating for a more equal world order. The meeting between the two leaders is an important symbol of collaboration between developing countries. The relationships between Indonesia and South Africa, built on values of friendship and equality, is a crucial foundation for a more peaceful and inclusive world. That was commentary.
Cantikmu, kau wanita terindah. There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Ketika mimpimu yang begitu indah tak pernah terwujud, ya sudahlah. Saat kau berlari mengejar anganmu dan tak pernah sampai, ya sudahlah. Apapun yang terjadi, ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Janganlah kau bersedih, 'cause everything's gonna be okay.
Yo, satu dari sekian kemungkinan kau jatuh tanpa ada harapan. Saat itu raga ku persembahkan, yo, sama jiwa, cinta, cinta dan harapan.
Kita sambung satu persatu sebab akibat, tapi tenanglah, mata hati kita akan lihat menuntun ke arah mata angin bahagia. Kau dan aku tahu jalan selalu ada.
Aku tahu lagi problem akan terus menerjang bagai deras ombak yang menabrak karang. Namun ku tahu kau mampu untuk tetap tenang. Hadapi ini bersama aku,
kau berharap keramahan cinta tak pernah kau dapat, ya sudahlah. Yeah, dengar ku bernyanyi, la 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 la, hey ya 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 ya, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Semua ini belum berakhir. Apapun yang terjadi, ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Janganlah kau bersedih, 'cause everything's gonna be okay.
Satukan langkah, langkah yang beriring, genggam hati, labu emosi.
Genggamlah hatiku, satukan langkah kita.
Sama rasa, tanpa pamrih, ini cinta across the sea.
Peluklah diriku, terbanglah bersamaku, layang jauh.
Untuk satu cinta ini akan tutup jalanku. Dapatkan jiwamu, tenang di sisiku, rebahkan rasa. Nih untuk yang ditunggu,
bahagia waktu.
Apapun yang terjadi, ku kan selalu ada untukmu. Janganlah kau bersedih, 'cause everything gonna be okay. Apapun yang terjadi,
be okay.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to the province of Central Java, Indonesia, which has many beautiful waterfalls. One of them is Grojogan Sewu. Grojogan is the Javanese word for waterfall. Grojogan Sewu, or people also like to call it Tawangmangu Waterfall, is located in Tawangmangu District, Karanganyar Regency, Central Java. Grojogan Sewu Waterfall is located on the slopes of Mount Lawu. Grojogan Sewu is located about 27 kilometers east of Karanganyar City. It is part of Grojogan Sewu Tourism Forest. While the name translates to a thousand waterfalls, there are actually several waterfall points to enjoy within the area. Grojogan Sewu Tourism Forest spans 20 hectares, filled with various types of forest trees and inhabited by a group of tame monkeys. Grojogan Sewu Waterfall has complete facilities to support tourism. Some of them are forest animal park, swimming pool, resting areas, food stalls, fruit and souvenir shops, prayer rooms, and toilets. There are two entrances to reach the waterfall. At the first entrance, visitors must descend about 550 steps to reach the waterfall. Upon being exiting, there is another staircase with 700 steps to return to the entrance. In total, visitors will need to conquer 1,250 steps to reach the waterfall's main attraction. Listener, although the journey requires extra effort, the breathtaking beauty awaiting at the waterfall is well worth it. One of the popular photo spots at Grojogan Sewu is the bridge that stretches in front of the waterfall. This bridge is often used as a place for photos or to simply enjoy waterfall's beauty from a safe distance. For those planning to visit Grojogan Sewu Waterfall, the entrance fee for local tourists is 22,000 rupiah, while international tourists are charged 175,000 rupiah. The waterfall is open every day with operational hours from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Hening sepanjang perjalanan pulang, habis sudah ku curahkan semua. Hari-hari sebelumnya kamu masih tetap diam, seperti aku yang gila memaksamu untuk bicara. Hening sepanjang perjalanan pulang, salah dengar, berharap kau salah ucap. Keputusan sudah bulat, jadi aku bisa apa? Saat cinta sudah habis, sisa thank you.
welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bima. Di Bima, which means in Bima. You will listen to a conversation about di dalam kamar, di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. The monologue is by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who is recording a vlog about his hotel room around Sub Airport, Sumbawa Island, West Nusa Tenggara. Let's listen to his monologue. Setelah menempuh perjalanan dari Kabupaten Bima, malam ini saya menginap di sebuah hotel di dekat Pelabuhan Sape. Kapal saya berangkat besok pagi. Ini kamar saya. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. After listening to the monologue, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. I will say it two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Di dalam, which means inside. Kamar, kamar, which means room. Meja, meja, which means table. Lemari, lemari, which means wardrobe. Televisi, televisi, which means television. AC, AC, which means air conditioner. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Which means, inside the room, there are table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. Menempuh, menempuh, which means go through. Perjalanan, perjalanan, which means trip. Kabupaten Bima, Kabupaten Bima, which means Bima Regency. Menginap, menginap, which means stay. Pelabuhan Sape, Pelabuhan Sape, which means Sape Port. Kapal, kapal, which means ship. In the monologue, there is the expression di dalam kamar ada meja, televisi, dan AC. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Which means, inside the room, there are table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. There is the adverb di dalam, which means inside, which shows a particular location or place, namely a space that contains something. The expression di dalam, which means inside, in the monologue, shows an hotel room that contains a table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. Other example. Let's listen to another use of di dalam, which means inside, in another sentence. Di dalam kapal ada restoran. Di dalam kapal ada restoran, which means inside the ship there is a restaurant. Chris menyimpan kameranya di dalam tas khusus. Chris menyimpan kameranya di dalam tas khusus, which means Chris put his camera inside a special bag. In Indonesian, there are some variations of places to stay. Besides hotel, hotel, which means hotel, there are also Wisma, Wisma, which means guest house. Losmen, Losmen, which means inn. Penginapan, penginapan, which means lodge. Pondok, pondok, which means cottage. And resort, resort, which means resort. The difference falls on the facility and shape. Wisma, Wisma, which means guest house, usually has less facility than hotel, hotel, which means hotel. While pondok, pondok, which means cottage, and resort, resort, which means resort, have different shape or form from hotel. Pondok, pondok, which means cottage, and resort, resort, which means resort, usually has some separated buildings or rooms instead of one single big building like a hotel. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation. Setelah menempuh perjalanan dari Kabupaten Bima, malam ini saya menginap di sebuah hotel di dekat Pelabuhan Sape. Kapal saya berangkat besok pagi. Ini kamar saya. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about di dalam kamar. Di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who wanna know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Sampai tersirat apa yang akan terjadi. Kau ingin pergi dariku, meninggalkan semua kenangan, menutup lembaran cerita. Oh sayangku, aku tak mau. Ku tahu semua akan berakhir, tapi ku tak rela lepaskanmu. Kau tanya mengapa aku tak ingin pergi darimu, dan mulutku diam membisu. Salahkah bila diriku terlalu mencintaimu? Jangan tanyakan mengapa, karena aku tak tahu. Aku pun tak ingin bila kau pergi tinggalkan aku. Masihkah ada hasratmu untuk mencintaiku lagi? Apakah yang harus aku lakukan untuk menarik perhatianmu lagi? Oh, walaupun harus mengibar tetap di sini, lihat aku, duhai sayangku.